Office hours. Office hours. The handwritten note, fixed by yellow tape to the dark wooden door, years ago, in a nondescript building on the edge of campus. My fingertips trace the words and numbers, announcing days and times you invite students to meet. You've written them in formal cursive script, marking your age beyond my years. I feel how you've pressed these words into the paper, so deep, so deliberately. Then I raise a fist, hesitate, and knock. Every time your door opens, my chest tightens. I am startled by your warm smile. Why me? Why now? Which fates must have aligned for us to find ourselves together in a seemingly random hour of passion? I step out of the dark hallway into the organic glow of your office. I ask, and you tell me to leave the door open. The hallway is dim and quiet. The solace excites me. I did not wear panties today. I do my best to dress like an academic, shunning the fashion of my peers, a tight collegiate chic, my housemates call it. I dress for you, always. Yours is a world in which I belong. It is not simply what I wear, though. It is also what I leave off. Underneath, all of me is also for you. I knew this would be the day when I give you more than my mind. When I offer you my whole being. When I am yours. I have been wet all day, carrying a gnawing ache for you. My secret, hidden until this hour. You invite me to sit, but I cannot. Placing my bag on the chair, I stand and study your face, unable to speak. Behind you, on a shelf of worldly objects, sits a black and white photo. You and your youth, as you've mused, when you were my age and had a full set of hair. I see the same man before me. Older, wiser, and even more desirable because of it. You have mentored my mind. Now do so with my body. My steps towards you halt your speech. My passion will speak for both of us. You push your chair back, stopped by the books behind you. My hands cup your face. My thumbs trace the wrinkles around your eyes. I feel experience carved deep from life. Each imperfection, a mark that makes me want you. It's real. It's tangible. I could use this hour to study your smile, your brow. But my lips, oh, they need you more. Showering your face with kisses, I straddled your lap and hold you tight. When our tongues meet, it's as if a fire has been lit. Your arms finally hold me. I cannot resist the bulge pressing against me. I move my bare pussy, moaning at the feeling of having you so close, almost inside me. I drop to my knees. I have marked you with my bare wetness. The sudden silence tells us you are mine and I am yours. Hurriedly unbuckling, pulling, freeing your cock, I slide my hands up your thighs and kiss upwards. I worship you with my mouth. Your hands caress my cheeks. Approving moans escape you. Your cock reacts to slow strokes from my tongue. I need you to come. I want to give this to you, matching every gift of knowledge you've bestowed upon me. I reach and hold your ass. I take you deeper. Your cock hardens. Again, silence them. You give me your load, all of it, to enjoy, to taste, to swallow. I barely have time to look up when you lift me onto your desk and ease me onto my back. All your kisses move upwards as you inch my dress up, exposing me, drenched, aching from war. Your kisses turn to touches as your tongue tastes what I've been saving for you. Your hands move under my ass, thumbs spreading me open, gasps escaping uncontrollably with each pass over my clit. Minutes turn to hours, hours to days, our lives connect as you bring me to orgasm. I am yours, forever. I come in fits, struggling in your arms, grasping your head, pressing your mouth into me, shuddering through breath, losing myself with you. You step back and marvel at your greatest work. Your smile has changed from mentor to lover, and you have more to teach me. Oh, you lift my legs and turn me onto my stomach, positioning my thighs on the edge of your desk, my ass arching up for you. Your cock, awakened by my orgasm, enters me, and again, the silence of our passion fills the room. Oh, you grasp my hips and thrust, my moans carrying into the hallway, echoing back your gasps. Our hour together offers no words, only our sounds, our bodies, ourselves. You pin my arms down hard, your fists digging into me, pushing me onto the desk, thrusting harder, reaching deeper, hitting just right, new places I've never known. The urgent hardness of your cock is gripped by my orgasm as I finally, after hours and hours, take your life into me. You gather me up gently and firmly into your lap. Sitting naked at your desk, wrapped in your arms as two lovers. You breathe my name, and with the grace of a mentor, you explain how this never should have happened. How I have the world at my feet. How you would never stand in my way. How you would always champion my scholarship, the fellowships, the travel, the affirmations I will receive. You think the world of me. I am destined, you say, to be better without you. You tell me you could never be. You are wrong. We were meant to be together, and I would walk across campus, naked, your cum dripping down my thigh, to show the world I am yours. Because I do not care about convention or proper form. All is cast aside by my passion, our passion. I will wear it for all to see, indifferent to consequence, welcoming all scorn. No, I sit and half listen to you. Your desk between us, shielding you from my passion. The fantasy of you inside me still playing in my mind. The wooden seat pressing against my bare pussy, wet since the decision to cast my panties aside, in the hope that this would be the hour when you take me. How many more classes must I sit through? How many more administrative exceptions just to audit your seminars? How many more evenings spent in the corner of a library reading your original works aloud, feeling your words upon my body? Why won't you take me? Do I need to throw myself at you like those children in the bars, hooking up for reasons so shallow? They mock us. Take me. Have all of me. I am yours. No. I sit and wonder, how many more hours must I spend in your office until it becomes our hour? I stand and thank you, oblivious to your invitation to meet your colleagues over coffee, something about a publication. It all echoes but does not register. I muster a thank you, standing in your doorway. Yes, I will. I will drop by any time. Thank you again. When I return to my room, I'll cast off my costume so carefully selected for you and come with fingers deep inside me, staring at your image on the back of a book, imagining your touch, your praise, your need for me. This fantasy, hidden within the hour of your office hours, it's mine to be with you.